Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to know if you accept community, Keystone First community based.
Yes, as long as they have the waiver attached to it, community health choices, yes, we do accept it.
Okay, and this patient also has, it says VIP choice. You accept that too, it's still through Keystone.
Yeah, as long as it has the waiver, because the waiver is really what we work off of. The Keystone First Community Health Choices is what will cover the waiver. The VIP is for his Medicare Advantage plan, so that doesn't apply to us at all. But it would, but we can accept him.
He has Keystone. Yeah. Okay. So
yeah.
You do accept.
Yes.
Okay. And what do you start off with?
How many hours is it?
42. But
40.
The other, yeah, 42 for one.
Mm-hmm. And the other?
He's a stroke patient, so it's 24-hour care.
Okay, and but that's the most that any caregiver works is the 42?
No, that's for one client. It's two different clients I'm talking about.
Okay, and the other client, how many hours do you work with him?
He's a stroke patient, and I'm not the one working with him. My son is, but we need an aide immediately. My son does it at night because he works in the day, so we need somebody in the day.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, like, if the same caregiver is going to be working the 42 hours as with the other patient.
And the other one, yes, yes.
Okay, so the most that any one caregiver can work per day is 16 hours a day. So if they're working the maximum amount, the rate for the first 40 hours, which is the maximum amount that any caregiver can work, is 112 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Is that...
Okay, the first client is they work every day, 7 days, 6 hours.
7 days, 6 hours?
Yes.
Okay.
And
then
the second client, the second client, I just need it for over from 5 until the next morning.
Every day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on, please. And the next morning, meaning what, like 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m.?
Yeah, about 7.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Hi. Okay. So in order to stay within the 16-hour a day limit,
yes,
it would need his overnights would need to start at 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. That's the only way he would be able to work both cases.
Okay.
Okay. So let me get you a rate now. Hold on.
All right.
Okay, so, and this is in Philadelphia, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the way it works with the overtime and everything, it's like a blended rate because the first 40-hour rate is going to be for 13 an hour, and then for the 72 hours of overtime, his rate would be $19.50 an hour, and it comes out to $1,924 per week before taxes, and it breaks down 19, let me think, $924 per week. Divided by 112. And so it comes out to $17.18 an hour if you were to do it over the full 112 hours.
Okay. Is that for both clients?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And then if you decide to do with like less hours, the first initial 40-hour rate would increase accordingly based on how much overtime. Okay.
Now, what if you're transferring that the client doesn't like the previous agency?
Yep.
Is the transfer speedy or like do we pick up where you left off?
Let me ask you, does he have Keystone or another? You said Keystone. So Keystone takes about 4 days to get the authorization. Yeah, so the process really depends on how quickly the caregiver will turn in their documents to us. So as soon as the caregiver is compliant, we can start him, and as long as we have the authorization from Keystone, but we just really need to be on top of the caregiver.
So one of the clients, he is already doing it, and he's already got the documentation. He had to give it to y'all again?
He doesn't work with us.
No, he works for another agency, but
every time he moves to a different agency. But
he has to get his CV shot and all that?
Well, he should, if he has the results within the last year, then he's good. We just need those results.
Okay.
But if he doesn't have access to those results, we would have to send him for another TB test,
Okay, so that will hold up my progress. Then this wouldn't be a good agency.
We send for the blood test, so... As if he needs the TB, we could send him today and get the results back before we even get the authorization. You know, it's not really going to hold anything up. I'm sorry.
And if
he has the results from the last TB test, then he could just send us those results.
Okay. I really do like this. Could I give you a call back before? What time do you close?
I'm here until 5, and is it okay if I text you at this number with just the information
you
we just discussed?
You sure can. All right.
And what was your name?
Thank you. Rosalyn. Rosalind.
Okay, Rosalyn. We'll talk soon. All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.